USA Radio News.
As the final debate of the presidential election nears, one key battleground state has President Trump trailing. Chris Steyerwald appeared on Fox News and explained the latest on Pennsylvania.
On one hand, it looks like 2016 because the margin that Trump is trailing in Pennsylvania is about the same as it was 4 years ago. And that is the difficulty that Trump has is he can close, but he just doesn't have as many persuadable voters to deal with because people are so set in their ways.
Steyerwald added that there was a whopping 15% of undecided voters in 2016 compared to under 5% in 2020. At least 56 people have died across Nigeria since the End SARS protests started earlier this month. 38 people were killed across the country on Tuesday alone. This is the governor of Lagos on CNN pleading to the people that the violence must stop.
I feel the pain that as your governor, I will do everything to ensure that every life indeed do matter.
This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items, and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
"We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle."
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, "Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50," or "Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas." Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
Wednesday saw the highest number of recorded deaths related to COVID-19. Over 1,100 people lost their lives. The number of cases as well as hospitalizations are also on the rise. Hawaii is the only state that has trended in the right direction, while no less than 31 states are reporting increased cases. Doctors are warning that the worst surge has yet to come. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
This looks like we're going to have a very difficult fall. We're about a week away from starting to enter a period where we're going to see a rapid acceleration in cases.
A study shows that roughly 2,300 people could die every day if the surge comes at the rate that is expected. As the winter comes, more people will be inside, which could cause the number to escalate even more. However, Dr. Scott Atlas tells CNN that the younger demos should feel free to subscribe to the herd immunity philosophy.
We should be fine with letting them get infected, generating immunity on their own.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week, according to the Department of Labor. Still, millions of Americans continue to rely on the government to make ends meet. Last week, 787,000 workers claimed first-time benefits. However, as CNN's Christine Roman says, the numbers are still massive.
But we do have these pandemic unemployment benefits that people keep filing for. 342,000, 345,000 people filed for pandemic relief programs. It just still paints a picture of a lot of people hurting every single week and a lot of people still out of work.
Not everyone is eligible for regular state benefits. The pandemic unemployment assistance, which Congress created as part of the CARES Act in the spring, provides benefits for the self-employed and gig workers. A woman in North Carolina who went to vote but was not allowed to do so, well, she was told she was listed as dead. Marianne Leonard has been voting in the same area for 40 years. Leonard thought that voter fraud may have been the culprit, but a phone call to the proper channel figured out that there was a clerical error and she was allowed to cast her ballot. And a rare copy of William Shakespeare's first folio was purchased Wednesday for $10 million. Christie's Auction House says it's the most expensive piece of literature ever to go to auction. The work was a collection of 36 plays that were published not long after Shakespeare died. It is considered one of the most important pieces of work that included Macbeth and Twelfth Night. For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.